USA Radio News.
The Canadian government announced it's dropping the requirement for vaccinated travelers to show a negative COVID-19 test result to enter the country. Tests will no longer be needed starting April 1st. Currently, fully vaccinated travelers entering Canada must present proof of a negative result from a professionally administered antigen test. Gas prices are slowly moving in reverse. AAA reports the national average price for regular gas is down 2 cents to $4.28 per gallon. That's the lowest price in more than a week, but prices are still more than $5 a gallon out west. The statewide average is $5.02 a gallon in Nevada, $5.12 in Hawaii, and $5.78 in California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Insect specialists are sounding the alarm over tick disease.
Ticks carrying a mysterious and rare virus that can sicken or even kill older adults or people with underlying conditions have been found now in at least 6 states. Test samples revealed Lone Star ticks in Georgia had picked up the Heartland virus, according to Emory University. Not much is known about the Heartland virus, which, when transmitted to a person by a tick bite, can cause fever, fatigue, decreased appetite, headache, nausea, and muscle or joint pain. It's unclear if other ticks can spread the same virus. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
St. Patrick's Day is all about the Irish, but modern-day celebrations started in the U.S. Wallet Hub says the first St. Patrick's Day parade was held in Boston in the 1700s. The financial site estimates more than $5 billion will be spent celebrating on Thursday. It also predicts 13 million pints of Guinness will be enjoyed. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Florida police reported on Thursday that a shooting on a public transit bus left 2 people dead and 2 others injured. After the shooting, the bus came to a stop in the parking lot of the Fort Lauderdale Police Department, injuring an additional 3 people who were treated on the scene. Authorities said a suspect is in custody. A second COVID-19 booster may be recommended for senior citizens.
Americans 65 years and older may be recommended to get a second COVID-19 booster to further protect them from the virus. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressing whether President Biden has gotten a second booster.
He has not done that. If the CDC recommends it, he would get another booster. They have not.
Both Pfizer and Moderna are requesting the FDA approve their request for a second COVID-19 booster for the elderly population that's the highest risk for the coronavirus. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Sleep experts are disagreeing with the U.S. Senate about daylight saving time. The Senate passed a bill on Tuesday that would do away with changing clocks twice a year and make daylight saving time permanent. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine is against the bill. It issued a statement saying while it agrees with stopping the seasonal time change, the Senate should be making standard time permanent instead because of numerous scientific and public health reasons. The bill now goes to the House. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.